Two words dominated the business news today. Are you ready? Stimulus checks. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 8th day of March. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other news, investors ditched tech today. We've got a story on basic income moves in the United States. What are young people going to do with their stimulus money? We'll share that story. The city of St. Louis has a tax issue. Yet another wage theft story, and yeah, it's another restaurant. Good news for small businesses from the Fed. The Wall Street Report, we've got that, and Burger King caused a stir with its Women Belong in the Kitchen tweet. The news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. There was hardly any other business news hotter than stimulus checks today. Nearly every presser we received had some mention of the American Rescue Plan and the $1,400 stimulus checks that the White House says will start rolling out as early as next week. One of the stories centers around some 8 million people who may not get their stimulus money. Why? It seems that the IRS may not have their current address or banking information. Now, even though they're eligible, they'll now have to claim it on their 2020 tax return. And if they owe back taxes or certain other kinds of debt, the IRS is taking that out of the stimulus payment. That is, unless the IRS changes its rules. Well, the great tech sell-off continued today as investors poured money into more traditional stocks like banks and energy companies. Why? Well, it's all in the hope that the recovery will soon be here and the technology being used by so many will start to diminish. Investors are betting on energy stocks as they believe Americans will get back to driving and traveling. I'll have all the numbers for you in just a bit. Back during the 2019 campaign for president, it was Andrew Yang who floated the concept of a guaranteed basic income of $1,000 a month for people between the age of 18 and 65. Now, it wasn't a new idea. Something like that had been considered long ago under the Reagan administration. Now, in light of the three rounds of stimulus, there are some in Congress and in cities who are floating some sort of guaranteed income plan. According to CNBC, cities like Jackson, Mississippi, and Stockton, California, started running tests to see exactly how these kinds of programs could work. Now, even more places are embracing the concept, with 42 cities having signed on to Mayors for a Guaranteed Income. That's a program that helps them to follow Stockton's lead and run their own pilots. Economists say that some families have never recovered from the Great Recession. And then along comes COVID-19, and that has been the final straw. In fact, the Pew Research Center recently found that 1 in 10 Americans say they will never recover from the current crisis. CNBC reports that in Jackson, Mississippi, Magnolia's Mothers Trust, a program that provides African-American mothers who are living in extreme poverty in the city with $1,000 per month for a year. In 2018, the trust ran its first one-year program with 20 mothers. Magnolia finished its second round of $1,000 payments to 110 mothers just last month. Now the program is preparing to launch a third program for about 100 mothers. Preliminary research shows the program has helped 40% of the participants to avoid borrowing money. Meanwhile, 27% were more likely to go to a doctor when necessary, and 20% were more likely to have children performing above their grade levels in school. But programs like this do have critics who say that it's not the right approach, and the reason is inconsistency. Stay tuned. According to another survey, this one done by Deutsche Bank and reported by Business Insider, young people are planning to put roughly half of any forthcoming stimulus check into equities. The online survey of 430 respondents found that Half of Americans aged 25 to 34 are planning to spend 50% of their stimulus checks on stocks. The figure was slightly lower for 18 to 24-year-olds at 40%. Older respondents, meanwhile, said that they will put less into equities, with 35 to 54-year-olds saying they will invest 37%, and those over 55, only 16%. But combined, the age groups plan to allocate 37% of forthcoming stimulus to the stock market, which the German bank estimates could represent a $170 billion inflow. All right, let's say the business that you work for is based in St. Louis. But due to the pandemic, you've been working from home and your home is in a St. Louis suburb. Well, that's exactly what's happened there. The city, you see, extracts a 1% employment tax to workers who are employed by companies located within the city. The tax body in St. Louis says they're not about to refund any of those tax dollars taken from individuals who are working from home, but outside of the city limits. Now, all of this has resulted in lawsuits and even in some proposed legislation. The hit to St. Louis would be huge, according to city budget employees. If you were with us last week, you heard about the Chicago restaurant that was found guilty of playing loose with employee wages and resulted in nearly $700,000 in lost income being sent to some 60 employees. Now, this week, it's another restaurant, and this time it's in Indianapolis, as the U.S. Department of Labor is suing the Legend Classic Irvington Cafe. The Indy Star is reporting that a complaint filed in the Federal Southern District Court today alleges the restaurant paid servers $5 an hour after its owners used part of their wages to create a tip pool that was improperly paid out to cooks and dishwashers. The practice, which violates federal labor laws, had been occurring since January of 2018. Federal law allows restaurants to pay servers less than the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour if they take what's called a tip credit, or an amount taken off the hourly wage that's added to a tip pool and distributed among servers. The Legend's owners took a tip credit of $2.25 from their servers' wages, effectively reducing their hourly wage to $5 an hour. But they can't distribute that tip credit money to employees who don't regularly receive tips, like cooks and dishwashers. Business Insider is reporting that the Federal Reserve Board has announced that it's extending the Paycheck Protection Program liquidity facility through the end of June, allowing continued distribution of funds through the PPP to small businesses. While the PPP itself is set to expire on March 31, the Fed's liquidity will allow for banks to continue pledging loans made through the PPP as collateral to the central bank through June 30th. This will help small businesses receive aid since banks won't have to worry about taking on the risks associated with giving out loans themselves. According to a fact sheet, all lenders that are eligible to provide PPP loans are eligible to borrow under the liquidity facility. High-flying tech stocks, popular during the pandemic, took a hit today as investors turned to the blue chips in the hope of a swift recovery. The Dow closed up by 306 points after rising as much as 600 points during the trade. The Dow finished the day at 31,801. It was the Nasdaq that saw the most red today, falling by over 310 points to settle at 12,809, and the broad S&P 500 fell by 20 points to close at 3821. More vaccine, the COVID-19 stimulus bill, and the CDC report that said people who have been fully vaccinated can meet safely indoors without masks. Travel stocks like American Airlines popped by 4%, while United Airlines gained 6%. Target advanced by 2.7%. However, tech stocks like Apple, Apple's fallen by nearly 15% in the past month, while Tesla has dropped by more than 35%, and Zoom Video, well, that has tumbled by 24%. And finally, there is this. Burger King of the United Kingdom set social media on fire this morning when it tweeted, quote, "Women belong in the kitchen," end quote. Now, the tweet was part of an ad campaign aimed at bringing awareness to the lack of female chefs and announcing a scholarship program to help female Burger King employees pursue their culinary dreams. The brand also ran a print ad in the New York Times, which laid out the scholarship program. However, as you can guess, it was not taken well. You see, today is International Women's Day, and the burger giant took on a bunch of backlash. So what's the lesson here? You know, it can be a treacherous time for brands that are eager to jump on cultural moments, but may not always hit the right note. Ouch. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.